fear, panic, and feelings of terror. This is a symptom that many people in withdrawal will experience at some stage of the process. Now, this type of fear, panic, and terror is different to the authentic emotion-related feelings that one would have in a non-withdrawal situation. It is organic in origin, in that it is caused by the state of your receptors and the repercussions of that. So people describe the feelings differently. There's the feeling of impending doom, like something just absolutely terrible is about to happen. And this can cause the entire body to be gripped in the most intense fear. This feeling can come without any related thoughts. So you can literally be normal 1 minute and then, you know, you're gripped with this feeling. And people describe it as chemical because they say it is off the charts. It's nothing like the anxiety or the fear they had before withdrawal or even before taking the medication. It's that intense. Then there are the panic attacks, which have been described as, you know, that feeling of shortness of breath, as if you're unable to breathe and you will die any minute. There's the trembling, the shaking. Sometimes people say they feel as if they're choking, and, you know, the heart is beating wildly and quickly. And sometimes with it comes chest pain, and there can even be sweating, profuse sweating, and it's really, really scary. But this panic attack, this withdrawal-related panic attack, is not at the level you would imagine a normal panic attack being. It's just imagine a normal panic attack, but 100% more intense. This is how it is experienced. And then the worst ones are the feelings of terror, because if you just imagine the organic fear or the panic, but much, much more intense. So this is the most difficult one for people to cope with. It is a gripping kind of feeling that leaves you cold with anticipation of the worst disasters, if, you know, the world is going to end, apocalypse now. Think of the movies like Independence Day and the end of the world. That's the feeling of terror. And it is one of the most distressing symptoms, especially for the people who have it almost constantly, which I have seen. And it's really very challenging. So what can you do to cope? When you're in the throes of this panic or the organic fear or terror, you may not be able to immediately regain equilibrium and perspective. So I know, you know, you think you can say things to yourself and do affirmations, and you can. But the most important thing is that you don't resist it. So you float with the feeling. You just allow it to happen. And you do this by normalizing what is happening. So this is normal. This is withdrawal. And that's the first thing. And by doing that, it's as if you're accepting these awful feelings. Okay, so it's important to not resist and to let it happen, because you're feeling as if you're going to pass out from the fear, but you just allow the feeling to be, because it will eventually pass. Somehow in the midst of it, or at some point when it eases, or when you're just able to have that just a semi moment of lucidity, you'll be able to observe what is happening. And once you can accept that it is withdrawal, you'll be okay. Then you take some deep breaths and you breathe through it. If you have a breathing technique that you use all the time, it's brilliant, because then you can just use it. And then you remind yourself that you've had these feelings before, nothing happened. So it's highly unlikely that anything will happen now. You didn't die when you had it the last time. No, the world didn't come to an end. You know, there was no apocalypse, and you're still alive and you're still going. So the chances of your surviving this episode are good. Okay, and as always, remember that this is a withdrawal symptom. It's not going to last. You will get through this. You will heal. You will stop having these feelings. Okay, so you keep going and you don't give up. Don't give in to it. Don't fight it, because in fighting it, you are going to make it more intense. And that's actually giving your power to it. Okay, so just do as I've said. You normalize it, you accept it, you float with it. And just know that one day all of this will be behind you and you'll be back to normal and life will be much, much more manageable. Life will be good again. Okay? Thank you.